Well, Nigel, let's start with the new boy then. He stood just behind us, Martin Wolford, someone you know very well. Why have you decided to bring him in?
Yeah, obviously pleased. I knew him, took him to Scunthorpe United, actually, and he was with us when we got promoted at Scunthorpe United, via the playoffs at Wembley, scored the winning goal, and so he knows what it takes to get out of this division. And since then, he's gone and played a lot of his football then in the Championship. He's honest, he's hard-working, he's robust, he knows what it takes to play 46 league games in a season. He's normally available all the week. So he's a player that, as you say, we know. We're delighted that we've managed to bring him into the group of players that we've already got here.
And there were other clubs interested in him as well. He's told us that other clubs were showing interest, even ones in the Championship, so you've beaten them off.
Yeah, obviously, it's a player that we know, as you rightly said, and we're pleased. We're Sheffield United Football Club, and we're delighted to bring a player of Woolley's character and capabilities to join the group that we've got here.
What does he bring in terms of personality as well? Because he seems like quite a pleasant guy. We've just spoken to him. Is that something you look for, the personal side of things?
Well, it's important that for me, sometimes it is about character. And as I said, I've talked about, we know him, Martin, because I signed him for Scunthorpe. We talk about an honesty, hard working, he's robust. So it's all the right things. He's an infectious, he's a real fantastic professional. So I know that him joining the group, I'm delighted about that.
Whereabouts do you see him fitting into your side then?
Well, he can play in any of the forward positions. He can play in midfield. So we're delighted about that. As I said, he's robust enough to go and deal with the demands of League One. All being well, be available for at least the 46 league games and the cup games that are added to that.
And straight into the fold as well. He said he was out there today. He was made to put through his paces.
Yeah, well, we've trained. The lads have been doing morning and afternoon sessions. So he's joined with us this afternoon. And we wanted to know where he was from that point of view. And he's trained extremely well. So we know that he can join in with the whole group for the full session tomorrow. Moving forward, so we're pleased about that.
Some people will look into his signing and know that he can play on the left-hand side and say, well, what does that mean for another left-sided player here, Jamie Murphy?
It doesn't mean anything for Jamie Murphy. Jamie Murphy's a Sheffield United Football Club player who can also play on the right and play on the left and play up front, as can Martin. So we're trying to get ourselves a group of players that can get ourselves promoted this year from League One. And I'm certainly not looking to move Jamie Murphy on, so make that perfectly clear. I've already spoke with Jamie on a couple of occasions. So even with Martin coming, it adds competition, it adds intensity to the squad. But Jamie Murphy's not one player that I'm looking to move on, that's definite.
So that's a stern hands-off, I suppose, on the Jamie Murphy front.
Well, listen, we've all got aspirations to get to the next level. And we certainly don't want to be losing our best players.
What about in terms of other players coming into the side as well? Billy Sharp is one that we've spoken about before. He's still a Leeds player at the moment. We believe Wigan were interested. They've signed Will Grigg today. Uwe Rosler says he's got too many strikers. Are the stars aligning there?
Well, listen, obviously there's conversations that go on, as we all know. We like to try and keep them private, but you know what it's all like out there. And Billy's a Sheffield Wednesday player. No, he's not a Sheffield United player. He's a Leeds United player. He's played for a Yorkshire club anyway. So he's at Sheffield. He's at Leeds United, and we just got to keep moving forward with what we're doing. Delighted that we've brought Martin in. Obviously, as the pre-season progresses and before we get into the end of the transfer window, I'm sure there'll be a few more additions to the group throughout the different positions within the team.
Is Billy Sharp one you would like, though? Is he a sort of player that you would like to add to the side?
Well, listen, I've talked about it. We didn't score enough last year and we conceded too many. So both sides of the pitch is something that we always talk about. Billy's a player that I've had at Scunthorpe and sold to Sheffield United. He's a player that I've signed for Southampton. He's a player that I took on loan at Reading. So it's clear to see that I like Billy's capabilities, and you know the character of Billy as well. And he's a Sheffield boy, and he dreams about, once again, wanting to play for Sheffield United Football Club. But he's a Leeds United player. And I think what we've got to do is just let him concentrate on keeping fit, doing the right things by Leeds United Football Club. We won't escalate the speculation. You're asking me the question, I'm trying to answer it honestly. We just keep working hard with the group we've got.
Another player as well is Che Adams, and there's been lots of talk of him possibly on his way to Cardiff City. Can you fill us in on that one, either one way or the other?
Well, nobody said anything to me about that. And again, same with Jamie Murphy. Jamie's a player we don't want to be moving on at all. And Che Adams, again, is a young player who's come in. You can see the rawness about him. But he's been outstanding in pre-season in respect to the potential he's got. And again, I reiterate, I'm not looking to move Che on. We want to get out of this division. And that means keeping the players that we've got for the time that we believe is right, and certainly not losing a potential talent that Che is.
Jose Baxter, obviously the news has come out today, a 5-month ban, 3 of them suspended. It means he's available for you. Are you in some way satisfied with that outcome?
Well, listen, obviously this the situation was before I joined. All we can do is keep looking forward. You know, we had his personal hearing the other day. I went with him on that one. The decision's been made. As you rightly say, he's got a suspended situation in there. And he moves forward, so he's available to. He's been training with us. He's now available to play as well. He'll go on an educational programme, which all players should be aware of anyway. So from that point of view, it's a situation we can move forward. That should be put to bed now. We move forward in a positive manner.
And he still maintains his innocence, obviously. And I guess, is it something as well along those lines of, a lifestyle change? Not to put yourself in a position where that could possibly happen, what he's saying.
Yeah, I think that's it for everybody. You've just got to be aware of situations that you're placed in. At the end of the day, there's been a proper course of action that's been taken, a proper hearing, decisions now been made, and what we can do is we can all move on.
How are you assessing the squad at the minute? Then you've had another week or so to look at them since we last spoke to you.
Yeah, as I say, there's a hunger about the players. They've accepted a lot of things that we've been doing. I think they're enjoying it. In fact, I know they're enjoying it. And they're working extremely hard. Obviously, a starting point for where we came in is what we talk about. We know we've got a programme that works. We've just got to keep moving the players forward in a positive manner. As you rightly say, we're assessing everybody. And, you know, there's areas in the squad that we would constantly like to go and improve, but they will remain private. And again, competition is good for the group. But we want to get ourselves out of this division and ideally this season. So, as I said, at this moment in time, the players are working extremely hard. I'm really pleased with that.
One player you can look at for a little bit longer as well is Diego de Girolamo. Handed him a new deal. Has he impressed you so far?
Well, he's come and he's worked extremely hard in the couple of weeks pre-season. You can see he's got ability. The question mark was always about his work rate. Well, he's certainly impressed in pre-season so far. He's got a hunger. He's a young player. And I'd like to think if we can just keep surrounding him with the right advice, then he's the one who's got to go and do it. Mm. But he certainly started well so far.
Are all of those young players in your plans as well? Because we saw how Lewis Reed stepped up last season and took a place in the side early on in the campaign. Are all of them in your thoughts as well? Is it a clean slate, I guess, for those young ones?
Clean slate for everybody. You know, I've got standards and values that I believe in. We're working very hard. Everybody is adhering to that at this moment in time and having a right go. So we've got young players. I think we've got a proven track record. Andy Crosby, Dean Wilkins, myself, for example. We've got a proven track record of developing young players to go on to a higher level. So I'd like to think the young lads should be really excited about the opportunity that they could be presented with as well at this moment in time.
First pre-season game on the way then at the weekend. What are you looking to get out of that?
No injuries. Get through the. It's an adage, if you like. You want to arrive on the first game of the season with everybody be available to pick from, and that doesn't change. So it's the first outing. It obviously then becomes in an uncontrolled environment where the opposition can. It then becomes competitive. So we'll go there, and we look forward to having a good game at the weekend.
Are you likely to try and get everybody a bit of a run out? Will players move around? Will we be able to move things around in terms of?
The plan will be for the players to have 45 minutes of football. So I'll be taking the players that we've got, and I'll be looking for everyone to get 45 minutes of football and no more.
And it'll allow the fans to get their first look at the sort of style you might be looking to implement here, I guess.
Well, I think from my point of view, obviously pre-season, I think we've all seen it. It's normally the grasses are normally... there's normally a situation where, listen, I want to be able to play 3 or 4 different ways. So we'll go out there. For me, the objective is we've started already a bit of shape, but we need to be able to adapt that as well. And for me, the big thing is get the players in with competition against opposition instead of ourselves. Have a game of football, enjoy it, get 45 minutes under our belt, and then we move on to the following games the following week.